Okay, we're going to stop.
And you could type it in the Skype, the Black Rabbit chat, for the, as we talk, can't go to stop. Okay?
Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to start monthly call. My name is Devananti Luxing, Secretariat for the Latin American and Caribbean region. Welcome. We have a hard stop at the top of the hour, so I'm going to try to go through the first two items as quickly as possible. Jose, you want to do the roll call?
Okay.
Just one bit of housekeeping, just a reminder, please say your name if you're going to make a comment, because for the interpreters and for future transcripts. So, okay, Jose.
Gracias, Deb. Buenas tardes a todos.
Thank you, Deb. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jose Arce, chair of Lacrallo. This is my first meeting as at the chair. I was elected a short time ago. For those who are not acquainted with this, I am ending a period that was not completed because the president before me had to go. So I will be interim chair of Lacrallo till the next year. I'm pleased to work for the region, and I'm happy to be with you, and I hope we can get to know each other better and work better, not just in this period, but after we're done as well. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to forget anybody, but of those who are here, I see Natalia Enciso, who is one of the ALAC members, who was elected in the last meeting to replace Silvia, who comes from a Paraguayan ALS. So, Natalia, welcome. Thank you for being here. You know Silvia from Brazil. Thank you, Silvia. Welcome. Sergio Salinas Porto from Internauta, from Argentina. Maradona, Pelé, Sergio at... Sergio, welcome. Karen Samuels. I couldn't hear that. I'm sorry. Karen Samuels from Jamaica. Thank you for being here, Sandra, from Trinidad, Tobago. Thank you, Sandra, for being here with us. Welcome, Dev. I would like to take advantage of this first meeting as the chair to tell you that I'm so pleased to work with Deb, because great worker, great person. Thank you for being here and for giving support and to give me advice, because you are the one with the experience in Rallo. So thank you so much. I'm here for Argentina, Argentina. At the chair, and if I don't forget anybody from Lacrallo, I don't know whether we have someone in the remote participation. Hello, anyone there?
On the call, and we're dialing out to Fatima, and we just have heard that we need a new number for Antonio. Anybody have a number for Antonio? Okay, thank you.
Bueno, Fátima de Argentina está conectada.
Fátima from Argentina said, all the staff, thank you so much for your efforts. And it's my first teleconference. I would like to thank the staff for all their efforts. Antonio Medina, who's being called, and Seth, who is also connected. Thank you, Seth, for being there. I'm going to suggest this conference to be chaired by Dev, so it's a pleasure for me to have you chair the conference, Dev.
Welcome, everyone. Let me put this on. Okay. So we've just completed the roll call and a review of the action items. There were two action items for, coming from the last Lakralo call. One was due diligence is needed for a new ALS application, ISOC Costa Rica, which is which is still due. What we have to do is provide regional advice. We have received the ALS application, and we have to give regional advice to ALAC on whether this ALS should be accepted or not. The second action item was to schedule a conference call before the Dakar meeting because we knew that time will be very short for us to have a conference call on our bylaw modifications. Our bylaw modifications, we have has been ongoing for some time, and some of the things we wanted to discuss was extending the chair of the length of the terms of the chair and the secretariat, how to deal with inactive ALSs, which is going to be dealt with and discussed in the secretariat's call later this week, and the third bylaw modification proposal was a diversity requirement for ALAC representatives, one ALAC representative from the Latin American region, one ALAC representative from the Caribbean region. Unfortunately, it was scheduled, but unfortunately many participants said that they could not attend, so that call was postponed ultimately. So that's it for the action items. Okay, so moving straight along to agenda item 3, ICANN policy issues open public consultations. If we go to the public comment forum, I'm just going to pull it up myself on my computer. Okay. Just before an ICANN meeting, there's been several policies out for public comment. About many of them deal with the variant issues project, and this is regarding internationalized domain names. There's been a case study has been done for Arabic, Chinese, Cyrillic, Devangri, Greek and Latin case studies issued. I was thinking that from a Lakralo perspective, unless somebody wishes to comment on this, that while these are important, it's not really of key importance for Lakralo. So I suggest we look at the one of other issues. And one issue that is important to us is the community input on the draft 2012-2015 strategic plan. This, I think, is important for us. At the last Lakralo call, Kurt Pritz and Carol Cole, I believe, gave a presentation. Carol Cornell gave a presentation on the strategic plan, and there's a redlined version of the document showing the changes from the previous strategic plan, and I believe it is available in multiple languages, is it not? Okay, well Heidi will just look and confirm that.
Yep.
Sure.
José Arce para el registro. Justo Deb estaba hablando, bueno, de este tema.
José Arce for the record. We were talking about something so important, and I was surprised at the last teleconference when Cornell was talking. And I saw a lot of interest in many ALSs in the region in relation to the 2012-2015 strategic plan. We have to make use of the enthusiasm of these ALSs that asked so many questions from those who gave the presentations in such an important subject. So I wanted to highlight this because it is a very important commitment of our ALSs, and we want to thank them, and we will be working together.
Just to confirm that, well, unfortunately, right now, the strategic plan.
Good morning. I have just entered the room for registration.
English.
Hello?
As I was saying, the draft strategic plan, I think at this point in time, is in English, both the clean and the red line version. So I would, well, I think that when we see Christina, I think we should make a request to have that translated in alternate languages. I'm sure perhaps it's already being done and it's underway. So... does anybody have any initial comments on the strategic plan or at this time? Yes, Sergio?
For the record, Sergio Salinas Porto. I was asking myself, and I think that we talked about this together with Jose and Silvia in informal meetings and halls. And I think that we have also talked with Olivier about this. The fact of holding in 2012 our General Assembly. And this stems from the fact that Fatima Cambronero suggested this, where she was saying that there is a need to get together. For many years, we have not seen face-to-face to discuss policy. It is also real that the ICANN fiscal year's closing date is June rather than now. And the Costa Rica meeting is on our heads already in March. But there's Canada. Maybe we can get together in Canada. It is linearly close. We don't need to close the Atlantic or the Pacific Oceans. And maybe that could be an alternative. That's just thinking out loud. It's a consideration in that regard, and it is something we could discuss at ALAC as well. So when we have the chance to talk with the people involved with the financial affairs.
Thank you, Sergio. I see Fatima has raised a hand. Fatima, can you go ahead? Thank you.
I'm sorry, it's a pixel.
Let's see if we can try to resolve it quickly. Okay, Fatima, unfortunately, this is some technical glitch. We're not hearing the... Fatima, I suggest that while the technical glitch is being sorted out, maybe if you want to type it in, and I see you're typing already in the Adobe chat session. Thanks. No, we're not hearing you, unfortunately.
We can go on.
Yeah. So if you could please type your what you wanted to say on the strategic plan and what Sergio was saying regarding having our face-to-face General Assembly. I think I agree with Sergio. A face-to-face General Assembly, I think, is important for LACRALO. I know it will be difficult to see whether... I won't say it's not impossible, to try to see if we can get something in Costa Rica. It is, as you know, and just to give some background, for the AFRALO, for Dakar, Senegal, we were allocated, as part of the last year's operational plan and budget, six seats for travel support for six persons to attend an ICANN meeting. And we decided, in agreement with other regions to give that support to the AFRALO to have their General Assembly and capacity building in Dakar. And just a comment on that, it's been going great so far for AFRALO. Their showcase was wonderful, magnificent even yesterday. And the capacity building programs that they have done here is, I think, something that we should look to try to emulate and try to structure for our General Assembly, and getting people to do our capacity building within Lakralo. Just looking at what Fatima is saying. Oh, okay, Fatima says just she agrees with Sergio.
José Arce para el registro.
José Arce for the record. What I wanted to share with you as well is something that we talked before, that had been told that there would be a summit in 2015, probably. That is what Sergio's proposal in having, if it's not possible in Costa Rica, to do it in Canada. Because there would be quite a long time till 2015, and there was no possibility to have the summit and the General Assembly of all the regions. It was something with a great degree of uncertainty. I wanted to clarify this, and it gives a framework to Fatima and Sergio's proposal.
Okay. Sorry, I just lost track of my what was. Sorry, just going back to the public comment page there. So the strategic plan is something that we have to study, and I think definitely give comments on. One of the other key policies of a public comment is the geographic regions review, the draft final report. Just to give a brief overview of this, ICANN is seeking to. Well, let me see if I could phrase this properly. ICANN is seeking to realign how the countries are distributed among the five regions of ICANN. And the proposal from the draft geographic regions report is to align the how countries are allocated within the RARs. And so this has a significant impact for Latin America and the Caribbean. A total of 9 countries, mostly from the Caribbean region, will be moved, for lack of a better word, will be treated as if from the North American region, and about 5 countries will be added to the Latin American and Caribbean region. I think this is something that is very, very important to us. For the Caribbean, with the majority of the Caribbean islands going to the North American region and just leaving Trinidad and Tobago and Guyana as one of the only English-speaking islands. English-speaking territories in the Caribbean, with the Latin American and Caribbean region, and so many of the Caribbean islands now going to North America, I think is not desirable. I'm not sure whether. We have to really study carefully the implications of this. I'll just open it up to anybody who has any comments on this issue. Does anybody have any comments? No? Very well. Sergio, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Deb. For the record, Sergio Salinas Porto, I am concerned, such as you are, and a lot. My concern is to get our fellows go, our fellow organizations whom we feel part of a region to go somewhere else. That is a concern. I understand that each organization and country will have to make a decision and think of itself where is the best place to be. I think that there's no better place to be than La Crallo, but that is what I feel. And this is associated to the fact that I was from the very beginning together with Cartoon, Carlos, and I see that Eric is in the Adobe there together with other members of ALAC who helped build this region. And I ask myself whether they need to go, actually. Maybe we can choose to stay. Let me repeat this. This will have to be a definition of each ALS. I think that we're working together very well, that big things have been built from even this variegated language community. But all along, together with other regions, because I can see that Africa has constituencies that have made a great effort because they are as diverse as we are to set up their RALO. I believe in diversity, and if they let me choose, I'd rather have them with us and work together. But I know that everybody will make the decisions the way they fit, that fits best their interests.
Thank you, Sergio. Any other comments? Carlton?
Thank you, Chair Carlton Samuels, for the record. I was a member from LAC on the Geographic Regions Working Group. Let me, if I may, kind of summarize the report, the findings. The attempt by the Geographic Regions Working Group, in keeping with the mandate, the charter of the working group, was to see if we could come up with some recommendations to rationalize the geographic regions of ICANN. The various constituencies have different geographic region assignments. And so if you look at some of the support organizations that claim to be using geographic regions as a baseline for some of the things they do, you see variations in the definition of what a region. So for example, the Latin American Caribbean region is different than the Africa region is probably the only one that seems to be constant, but all the others are subject to some kind of change from organization to organization in ICANN. So the question was, what would we do to normalize so you have a single definition of what an ICANN geographic region was? The first struggle was finding out why and how it is used, because it's used in different permutations. And so we went back into the history of the geographic regions, and you will see in the report that the original nomenclature for geographic regions was intended to support what they call diversity and board seats, appointments of board seats. That was the only established rationale for geographic regions in the ICANN bylaws. and that by itself was very fleeting. So the committee, the working group, had quite a task to look at all the uses made of this nomenclature and the basis for a lot of rule making, the basis for a lot of representational rights issues, and see if we could come up with a single definition for what was a geographic region in ICANN. In the end, we determined that if we were going to normalize the nomenclature, then on geography alone, it would probably be best if you look at using the definition for geographic regions as used by the regional internet registries, the RIRs, as a baseline for any kind of normalization. Then you start with that and you look at what would it mean for the other SOAC who use the nomenclature if we were going to normalize on the use of geographic regions by the RIRs. In the end, it appeared that we would have had to move some representation. We're not moving territories. The land masses remain where they are. What we're doing is making changes and permutations that will change the representational connection to the landmass. That's what it is about. So, it became apparent that if we were going to use the RIRs as a baseline and to keep in true fealty to the geographic definition, then some representations would have to shift in other areas of ICANN to make that work. So, for example, let us talk about Latin America and the Caribbean. In Latin America and the Caribbean, we have some vestigial colonial entities. In the political parlance, they are called overseas territories of European powers. And typically, they are politically connected to the metropolitan powers that have gained political sovereignty over them. And so they are now reporting to their mother country, which is European. So, for example, in the case of the RALO structure, the Cayman Islands, where the chair of the geographic working group resides, because it's an overseas territory of the United Kingdom, is a URALO member. The Cayman Islands, as the crow flies, is only about 200 some miles from where I live in Kingston, Jamaica, and 45 minutes by air from Kingston, Jamaica. Jamaica, to contrast, which once Cayman Islands was administered from Jamaica, was a Jamaican dependency. Jamaica, because of its independent status as a part of the Latin American Caribbean RALO. But if, because of our history, the Jamaican contingent would decide to caucus with North America, the idea was Jamaica could elect to transfer its representational status into the North American region. That was an election, a choice that would be made by Jamaica. It's a one-time choice, but it is something that is exercised by the geographic structure called Jamaica, purely for representation. Jamaica is not moving. It is just moving its representational rights into the predominantly English-speaking North American region. The Cayman Islands, because of its physical location, could also, by choice, determine it needs to be in the North American region, or alternatively, need to caucus with Latin America and the Caribbean region. That is, again, by choice. It is something that can be elected once. If you look at the situation in some of the FAR, like, for example, Las Malvinas, the Falkland Islands, some call it. My friends are Argentine, and I personally prefer to say Las Malvinas. It's a territory of the British Overseas Territory. It is also disputed territory. And the question is, what would you do with it? By election, they could, because they are defined as a geographic mass in ICANN representation, make that determination themselves. But here again, it is not about sovereignty. This is not a question of sovereignty. It's not for us a question of sovereignty. We did not at all. And if there's any implication that we're talking about independent states, no. It is not. And any reference to Las Malvinas as independent states, if you see it anywhere, it is wrong, because it is not. That is what is supposed to happen. Now, please understand that these are merely representations in the report for adoption by the board. This is not something that is determined by the working group. We adhere to a charter that was given to us, and we produced an output that we believed was consistent with the charter. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlton. Fatima, you had your hand raised. And hopefully the communication is and lines are better now. Fatima, go ahead.
Hi, do you hear me now? I wanted to talk about something that was mentioned before, and now Carlton also mentioned the geographical issue. Well, with Malvinas and Falkland, we have something to say, naturally. But I want to go back about something that was mentioned about the General Assembly, the option of Canada. In Lacralo, we know that we need to demand our right. We have no participation in Lacralo, and we also need an incentive. And the General Assembly is an incentive. We cannot leave this to pass by. It didn't happen in Cartagena, and now it's going to be in Costa Rica. Why should we always leave Lacralo for the end? You complain that there's no participation, but there is no evolution on the part of ICANN. Then another issue is that ICANN said they would support with outreach events on ALSs in the regions, and we were preparing an event where we asked for financial support from ICANN, and there was no reply. It's as if Lacralo is always left for the very end, and this is a time where we actually should demand what we deserve. And in geographical issues, I hope Sergio has something to say, so I would like to let you talk.
I see. But Jose wants to say something. Go ahead, Jose.
This is Jose Arce for the record. Sergio, there was someone before you. I wanted to say something very quick. Thank you, Fatima. What you say is true. If you look at the records, you will see that many times this has been said. We, anyways, thank ICANN and staff for their efforts, and we ask them for a little bit more efforts, but we are thankful for what they do. Thank you very much, Carlton, for making a clarification on this. I'm going to be very brief. There is confusion, or perhaps I'm not really sure if everybody understands this last report. There is a work group that has been working for a long time, And I would like to thank you for making this clarification of what is the actual purpose of the work group, which is what it is like for the ALSs in the region, so we can start reading and studying a little bit more about this, because this is one of the issues that is in our agenda, and we will continue discussing this in the next months. Sergio? Thank you, Jose. This is Sergio speaking. I just wanted to point out two or three issues regarding Malvinas, very brief, as usual. The first issue is I would like to thank Carlton because he has been able to understand the position coming from Argentina, had regarding the denomination of the Islas Malvinas in Argentina. It is very important for us that they are not considered a state, an icon. In some of their documents, this was mentioned in there, and it is good that this does not appear in the geographical region. So this is the Argentinian position regarding this. Because it is a territory that is under dispute, we do not want ICANN to take part on any of the two sides. We would rather have this be defined, whatever it has to be defined, but not in ICANN. We would like then ICANN not to mention in any documents the Islas Malvinas, Georgias del Sur, and San Juan del Sur in any of their documents. None of them are a state. Thank you very much.
While I think about that, Sandra Yad, your hand reached. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Devanon. This is somewhat in response to Carlton's contribution with regard to the working group, as well as your observation, Dev, that Trinidad and Tobago has effectively been left out of the rest of the Caribbean region that is now recommended to be part of NARALO. I had actually raised this issue at the Singapore meeting when the document was presented to us. I'm just wondering, at this stage, is there anything that we can do in terms of giving ourselves an option as well, or a choice, as you say?
Okay, let me answer that. Thank you, Cintra. Mm-hmm. Yes, the draft, the policy that's out for comment is comments can be submitted until December. I'm not sure when in December, but there's time for us. Thank you, December 19th. So we do have time to properly study the ramifications of the geographic regions report and decide possible recommendations or comments on what if any should be done for the Caribbean in terms of whether it's moving to NARALO or the various options. I think we have to analyze it, because there is one thing that struck me was that by having so many Caribbean islands move to the North America, having their representation, as Carlton put it, in the North American region, that means that from a diversity standpoint, ICANN, when ICANN is seeking representatives from regions, those islands that would now be considered part of the North American region. And I think from a human capacity, human capability, we'd be competing with representation with persons from the United States and Canada and so forth. So I'm a little concerned whether we will be lost in that. That's just a thought. I have to really study that more. I see also Olivier had a comment. So please, Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Steph. I actually had a question based on a statement I've just heard that was interpreted, because it was said in Spanish by Fatima, that La Corralo had an outreach project and there was no reply. And I wanted to find out whether there was no reply, or was there a negative reply?
I believe it was a negative reply. I think we had made proposals in the strategic plan for the face-to-face General Assembly, and you know that would be a capacity-building exercise and so forth. And well, that was denied. The compromise was for six persons to travel instead to an ICANN meeting, and of course we have given that for donated it. Thank you, God, to AFRALO.
If I can follow. Please, Dev, thank you. That's actually totally different then, because having no reply was what used to happen in the past. I think we do have to note on the record that we did get a reply, or that LACRALO, well, the ELAC got a reply, which it passed on over to LACRALO, that the reply was unsatisfactory in that six people being funded to a region's meeting does not make a General Assembly, because there are in excess of 20, is it more, it's 30 ALS, isn't it?
37
ALSs. So we're speaking a minute amount of the total representation of the region, which definitely does not make it a General Assembly. And I think it's important to note that as that. And that, of course, then LACRALO, with that small amount of money, decided to show its solidarity towards AFRALO and pool the money so as to make the current meeting of AFRALO representatives here in Dakar possible. Without that, even this meeting wouldn't have been possible. That said, LACRALO was not singled out. It also happened in URALO, and it also happened in AFRALO. So all regions were treated in the same way, and I'd like to also stress that it's not something only regarding AFRALO. It's a wider implication for all of the RALOs. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier, for that. I'm watching the time on this, and so, all right. Tijani, you wanted to say something briefly? Go.
It was almost said by Olivier. It wasn't a non-response. It wasn't a negative response. It was something absolutely different. So that's it.
Correct, Tanjani. Thank you. Okay, I see. Sylvia, okay, please be brief.
Just to say that Fatima wrote in the Adobe that there was no response yet. She's writing it in the Adobe chat. I think that she's talking to some other no to the donation of the six places without an activity that it was meant to be organized in Argentina. I don't know whether Jose would like to expand on this. Very briefly, it is true. Ajea Densi from Argentina planned a long time ago quite a large IPv6 event in the city of Cordoba. And the event, this is what Fatima is talking about. That's to clarify that.
Olivier, please.
Thank you very much, Dev. Olivier, for the transcript record. So just to make sure, was that request made for the financial year 12 budget, or was that made for the previous year's budget? Because as I have said, in previous years, I totally agree there was no reply whatsoever. But in this year, I'm pretty sure that we have received a reply for every single project that has been proposed. We didn't receive positive replies, and one day hopefully we should, but we have received a reply, and we have received an explanation as to why that reply is negative. Now, I do admit that, yes, many of the explanations were just a case of, sorry, we do not have the funds for this year. We will be considering this in the future. And you might take this as a satisfactory or unsatisfactory answer, but it is still a reply. So maybe if you wish to say, if it was it in previous years or was it in this year that the request was made? Because then if it was in previous years, I would say make the request again and see if this time, well, first you will get a reply, I'm pretty sure of that. But then, it might work, who knows?
Okay, let me just summarize a quick reply to that. Thanks, Olivier. And it's true. I think that this year has been the response. That it's good to see a response before to the request for our budget request. So I think that, and it's something that we should be encouraged on. Okay, thanks. And I think what now hearing the conversation and now remember what it was. Remember, we were in Cartagena, we were trying to have a face-to-face assembly in Cartagena, and there was a misconception, I think, in the original, because the operational plan said we'll give support for a face-to-face assembly. And we went through a whole planning exercise, you know, doing a spreadsheet and trying to calculate all those things. And then they said, well, no, that's not what we meant. We meant, you know, meeting room space. And so, yes, so it was, yeah, so you're correct. There was a response. So, and again, I think we're going to have to just keep trying for a face-to-face general assembly. If not Costa Rica, but another ICANN meeting. So, with that, in 10 minutes, I think I want to cut this topic off, unfortunately. I think we should also just move ahead to the next item, which is priorities for coming months. Let me just quickly. Okay, I think our priorities for the coming months, if I may say so, is, I think, as mentioned, studying the implications of the geographic regions report and really coming up with a definitive statement on this, because it directly affects us. Okay, and I think also, actually there is one more priority that is also a comment that's out for public comment, and that is the JAS working group, the JAS working group, which is a program looking to see how developing applicants in developing economies and regions can participate in the new GTLD program. There's been a great it's been a strong at-large driven report. Carlton Samuels was a co-chair, and there was many work done by at-large in this report. So I think we should have a statement on that as well. I think expressing the great work that has been done by the GAS working group, in my opinion, and giving support to the various recommendations in the GAS report. So I would say the geographic regions, the GAS working group report, the ICANN strategic plan. One quick thing is the participation in working groups, I think, is something that Lacroix has typically. Participation in working groups, Christina Rodriguez and David Coulson, talked to us yesterday, and it was very good news. Due to the increased, due to the GAC now having requiring interpretation, the number of interpreters has been increased, and one of the outcomes of that is that such interpreters will be available on our monthly calls, which will see a big improvement in the translation on our monthly conference calls. Secondly, interpretation would be available for various at-large working group calls. As Christa said, she said that for the effort that's being put forward by the translation group to have these translations, that there shall be at least three persons for each language to attend those working group calls. And I think it's something that Lacroix should strive to match, if not exceed. So that's very welcomed. David Qualson also talked about improvements to the Lakwala translation list, and I know it's been a very hard struggle for dealing with the problems of the machine translation on the Lakwala list. Probably won't have time to go into it, but I think there's light at the end of the tunnel. The tests that will now do seem to be improving. David Carlson mentioned that guidelines for how to use the mailing list, the machine, because one of the problems is that improper form, how should I put it, lack of punctuation in some emails, you know, makes it very difficult for the machine translation to work properly. So I think we have to come up. We'll work with David to come up with some guidelines, and that will be posted to the list at a later date. Another priority is the bylaw modifications. As I mentioned earlier, this has been an ongoing issue, and I think we will. For 5 minutes left, I don't think we'll have time to go into it, but I do think this is something we do have to really have another conference call to decide on how we want to proceed with that. Sergio, you wanted to say something very quickly because I'm watching the timer, so say something. Go ahead, Sergio.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Dev. For the record, Sergio Salinas Poro. I just wanted to say that in informal meetings at the hotel lobby, I talked to Alice Pesanti a couple of nights ago and also with Carlos Aguirre. And Carlton had talked with myself in Singapore talking about our Rallo Inrich subjects so as to level the field and our capacities and capabilities and subjects associated to ICANN. The three colleagues I talked about, I need to wrap up the subject with Carlton if he has time, but the three of them have told me yes. And it would be good to start ASAP without any special charges for ICANN. Carlos Vera has suggested his labeling platform to be used. It's at the website of his organization so that we can start motivating our colleagues so that they can start working with subjects associated to the internal capabilities of our organization. Thank you very much.
I think also with the work that has been done with the revitalization of the at-large working groups is also a great opportunity for participation. And you'll probably see an announcement on that because a lot of the working groups have been consolidated, and new working groups have been proposed at the ALAC call and during the ALAC call yesterday. So I think the participation of Lakwalo is needed on these at-large working groups. So I think getting those participation in those working groups, reporting back to us on the mailing list and on the monthly calls is what's really critically needed. Is there any other priorities? Jose, do you want to talk about anything else? There's one other issue which I'll punt on, which we haven't had a chance to discuss, was this topic of the technology fest. But I wanted us, we don't have time for that, so we're going to have to put that on for a discussion on the mailing list. I do want to just go on the next thing, any other business, two things very briefly. One, I just want to say thank you to Sylvia for her very hard work in the ALAC and representing us. Thank you, Sylvia, actually. And of course, welcome, Natalia, as our ALAC representative. Welcome, and thank you for I think Heidi has, I think, some announcements also regarding a new regional coordination manager. Heidi?
Thank you, Dev. This is Heidi for the transcript record. Just, I know I've mentioned it yesterday, but I just wanted to again highlight that we will be having a new regional manager coming in on the 7th of November. She is a native Spanish speaker. So I'm hoping, as Dev just mentioned, that this will be an opportune time to not only revitalize the working groups, but also all of the ALSs, et cetera. I think this will really be an incentive for LACRALO. The other piece of good news is that we now have, at least in English, we have a revised, updated LACRALO brochure. So they are currently available in English, and the translated versions in Spanish and in Brazilian Portuguese are actually being worked on now and should be available in the next week or two. If you would like copies of these in English, please pick them up here. If you would like other, the Spanish or the Brazilian Portuguese, please let staff know, and we will send you those copies then.
Thank you, Heidi. Okay, well, we're just about to, I think we should close, but Jose, you want to say some final words? Thank you.
Bueno, veo que el tiempo.
I can say that time is done when I push the button, so I'll try to be brief. I don't want this teleconference to be wrapped up without this technology fest that Dev is talking about. It was approved in the budget. This is an outreach activity. We need to work a lot on this. Other issues that will also be action points and priorities is the LACRALO showcase. And something I didn't want to fail to say is that the ALAC people, and let me repeat this because it was said in the last conference, our ALSs are being asked, and they are asking for feedback on the meetings with the registrars on the communication needs of the region. This is just for us not to forget that, forget that we need to focus on this more than we are doing now. Vanda Skartesene, thank you for being here. I am LACRALO, she says. Vanda, thank you very much. She's from a Brazilian ALS. I don't know, Vanda. Well, there's no time, but you have permission to talk.
That this time in the non-com, we need, because our representative, the only one representative on the board, will leave. So we need one member of our region. Okay. So we need to have a serious, you know, outreach. Find people in a high position in our countries that are interested in sit into the board. So don't forget that, because we need that this time. There is no excuse, because we cannot stay without one person sitting there. So at least, and we used to have four, and now we are losing, and have a one. And that is the minimum. So please help us to find people in the high board position that could compete and maybe enter into the board. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ars.
Gracias, Vanda.
Thank you, Jose.
Thank you, Vanda.
Carlos, Carlos, you have to make it very, very quick because we are going beyond the hour. So.
Yeah. Thank you. My participation is very, very short. Only a quick commentary. I want to give our congratulations to Vanda. He's the new chair of the NONCOM. So it's great.
Congratulations.
I'm not so sure if the congratulation is the right word. And now it's a lot of things. It's a time to changing a lot of things, interpretation of the bylaws, a lot of things to deal with. But it's a challenge, but, you know, quite interesting.
No, I just want to say that we have a next meeting starting, so I think I'll have to thank you, Vanda, again, and congratulations again on being the NOMCOM chair. Okay, thank you, everyone, and it's always interesting that we always seem to not have enough time to work on all these policy issues, but I think that's what makes us all the more enjoyable, working on all this stuff. So thank you all, and this meeting, I'll close this meeting now. Thank you.
Gracias, Deb.
Thank you, Deb. Excellent, your chair. Thank you.